88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, joined by our friend Butch Walker. Welcome.
Thanks for having me back, man. It's good to see you.
It is good to see you. This record in particular, Afraid of Ghosts, I don't know, is the title, it would seem to me by the content of some of the songs that the title has something to do with the record.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a common theme on it. I lost my father about a year and a half ago. I put out a little EP right after that happened. I had already been working on when he was before he passed, and I suppose it was just like a kind of that was the way to open up the floodgates of there was a lot of inspiration, sadly, bittersweetly drawn from his passing, and I had a lot to say, and it opened up a lot of demons and doors in my head. And Afraid of Ghosts was just like something I'd written this song that was called Afraid of Ghosts. And it was about, you know, coming to terms with the reality of death and losing a loved one and getting past, and trying to come back from it, spring back from someone who raised you. And no matter how old you are and how independent you think you are, it kind of knocks you out at the knees. And so that song is probably like three kind of short stories about people having to get past something.
What do you feel like playing that sets the mood for you about the record?
I could play a song called 21 and Over. It's not okay. Really, it's completely unrelated, but it's a pretty good tone setter for how the record came out. It's called 21 and Over. Ooh. Ooh. Well, I married a shotgun at a spring break bar. Leave it up, hit the ceiling, on the floor of my car. She got me a job taking memories to the trash. 21 and over, yeah, it happens real fast. Ooh. Well, we had our first baby and I spent the last dime trying to keep him from growing out of closing out of time. Sitting after my shift, the drinks are free, but I'm not. Ooh. Daddy, what will I be if I ever grow? Can I get out of a town that drowns everything I love? Come hell or high water, gonna I'm sober, don't want to be 21 and over. Spent the heart of half a life trying to see where I went wrong, getting lost inside the words of my own song. Yeah, life is too short for who alone. Come hell or high water, gonna leave it
Butch Walker. He's joining us live on 88.5 KCSN. We're listening to music from Afraid of Ghosts, his brand new release. World-class producer, you know, in-demand producer. And another, recently, another world-class producer, one of your peers, Ethan Johns. Both of you end up, I guess, entrusting, might be a word, to having Ryan Adams work on and produce your records. Is that easy for you to do at this point? To you know, more or less say, okay, you be the producer now, Ryan.
You know, surprisingly, yeah, because I got to a point where I just really, it's kind of like look, you know, it's like looking into the mirror when you're making your own records a lot of times, and I got sick of seeing myself, and so I knew that'd be a good marriage. But at the same time, he took it even further with me and was like, okay, you know, here's what's going to happen. You're going to come in. My band's going to be all set up. You're going to play us a song idea on a guitar. We're just going to start working it up. And however it falls into place, it falls into place. And before we get too comfortable and even know the arrangement very well, the minute it's sounding cool to me, I'm going to hit record on the tape machine. And we're going to record it. And we're maybe going to do one, maybe two takes of it. And that was pretty much it. We never did more than two takes of any song. So we either went with the first or second take of something, even when the band didn't even know the track. And there's mistakes all over it, but you're not really focusing on that unless you're into that sort of thing. But most people, music lovers and listeners, are not doing that. And it's more about what makes it have that kind of uncertain, like almost like volatile, roughness is the fact that we didn't get too comfortable with it. It wasn't a room full of perfect playing session musicians just nailing it like in perfect time and in perfect key and everything. It was more about us having this energy that happened in the room and that initial magic of being, when you're in the garage with your first band and all of a sudden you're able to hold a beat together when you're still learning your instruments. And then you get through the song barely, and you're just looking at each other, high-fiving, you know.
We did it.
Going, we made it through something. And there was something to be said for that with these songs, because the songs were already written. They were what they were. It's not like the songs were, like, written on the spot and half done. But the approach to playing them and recording them was.
Why don't you play one of the songs that you said that when you were in that process, you said, you know what, this is feeling right. You know, give us one of the ones where you started to get a sense of, man, you know what, we're on to something here.
This is one of the first songs we recorded for the record. It's called Chrissy Hind. You standing there, high as hell on the roof, wind blowing hair into your mouth, no shoes on your toes. Look at me sitting here, grin all on my face. Time will soon erase. When they tell me it's time to go, all I got right now is all I want. Chrissy Hind singing through a blown dash speaker about Ohio. All she wants right now is to be the way it was. Same as when you and me were. Maybe 10 years or so, I'll make a better road. Find who you really know behind these bloody eyes. You'll be the queen of this town. Maybe meet another fool, send kids off to school. Too late for me to try, All I got right now is all I want. Chrissy Hynde singing through a blown dash speaker about Ohio. All she wants right now is to be the way it was. Same as when you and me were one. Yeah. All I got right is all I want. Chrissy Hynde singing through a blown dash speaker about Ohio. And all she wants right now is to be the way it was. The same as when you and me were one.
Chrissy Hynde live on 88.5 KCSN. I should say, as sung by Butch Walker from his new album, Afraid of Ghosts. We started to talk about regeneration, and as a guy who has to know contemporary music, has to know music, I know you're an avid musicologist and a student of music. Do you at times need to regenerate your own sensibilities? Because so many people come to you saying, help us. And here's where, I know that this has been one of the issues for you is, help us make a hit. Well, there's an intent to making a hit, and then there's an intent to making great music, as you talked about. How do you keep your own palate cleansed, as it were?
I would say now more than ever, I'm just trying to work on records that are interesting, maybe a little more interesting to me, or just people that I really love, no matter what genre.
Right.
Just the good ones, the good people of every, there's so many, I've worked with Pink, and she's one of the most talented, insanely talented.
She showed another side of
writers
herself.
Writers and singers, the underrated lyric writer. She writes all her own lyrics, and just the vocals to record are a pleasure because they're so good, and I don't need to fix anything or do any of that mess to it.
She showed a good side of herself with Dallas Green recently, and really underscoring that.
And that's her. The people don't know that about her is that's her music taste.
Yeah.
She's got really good taste in music, and she doesn't sit around and listen to pop radio all day either. And then on the other hand, working with people Harry Connick Jr. even, who's has always been one of my favorites. I've never even seen American Idol, so what the hell ever with that. I'm just saying the fact that I've actually got to go in the studio and record one of the most insanely talented, gifted piano playing singers I've ever heard in my life. This guy is a force.
And someone who knows the great traditional songbook inside and out.
Yeah. And we're keeping to that. We're not doing pop songs. We're not doing, it's almost like a dirty, bluesy jazz, Zydeco. There's all these.
Oh, Nollins comes out of him all the time.
Comes out of that boy. And, It's fun. So that, and then I just did Frank Turner's new record, who's this kid from England he's a force. He's great.
Yeah,
he's kind of
we
Bruce and Elvis Costello and the Pogues all wrapped into one crazy, wiry kid. And we made his Born to Run, Pinkerton
Oh, now you did you bring that with? Because I'm interested.
I can't wait for you to hear it. It's bad. It's bad to the bone. But I think.
See, this is good. This yeah. because this is what I would assume. Because you are at this point in your life, you're a driven artist. You always have been a thoughtful artist, and I'm sure that now that you're cognizant of, you know, what's my milieu. You know, mm-hmm. I want it to be inclusive of this, that, and the other thing. You're right. You know, you found a way to make some good money as a successful producer.
Well, what's fun about it, regardless of making a dime or not, because I do a lot of records for peanuts just because I love it. But what's great about it is it gives the illusion that I'm getting to every month be in a different band, because I get to be like the fifth member.
Why don't we have you play one more for us so that people get yet another sense of this really is a heartfelt. I mean, that's an adjective I can apply to this record. It's a heartfelt record in every
Thank
sense
you.
Of the word.
I'm very proud of it. And, you know, it's one of those things where you don't know until you let go. And I just, as probably camp as it sounds, I let go on this record fully. And I don't know. I'm pretty happy about it. There's a song that kind of rounds out the record. Actually, ends. Oh, it's the second to the last song, and it's one of the first songs I wrote after my father passed, called Father's Day. So I'll just play it for you.
You got it. It's Butch Walker on KCSN.
June came tumbling through my door. Your bedroom smelled like your cologne. I was lying on the floor like a thief in the middle of the night. If night came to stay, I feel the walls go rumbling like the sound of your name. Here I am, all bittersweet and dirty feet running as fast as they can. Where do I go? Heaven only knows. Girls out on the corner smoking cigarettes, ashes in the breeze blowing in their hair like something to forget. Follow them down with your eyes, cover slide off your face. Got this lack of motivation moving me all over the place. Here I am, all bittersweet and dirty feet running as fast as they can. Where do I go? You, heaven only knows. Sunday morning, Father's Day, the first without my dad, to look into my little boy's eyes takes all I have. Not to break right down in front of him when he smiles at me, so you don't become a man till you lose your dad, you see. Here I am. street, running as fast as they can. Where do I go? Without you, heaven only knows. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. I am. I am. I am.
It's Butch Walker live on 88.5 KCSN. Butch is a man who knows that, you know, music is needed to get us through our lives and is always there for us no matter what the occasion, joyous or otherwise. And he has produced a document that for fans who share that philosophy of you gotta have music in your life and in your soul, you'll want to pick up on Afraid of Ghosts. You know, we always say it, God, I love it when you come here and share your music with us. I really do.
Thanks, man. Well, it's always been a treat. Yeah, you're great. Thanks for always having me in.
Well, it's a pleasure, and we want everyone, encourage everyone. Afraid of Ghosts is the new album. And keep us abreast on how things are going personally and otherwise, and we will keep the fans engaged in this new album. Thanks for doing this session today again. It is Butch Walker live on KCSN. Thanks, man.
Thank you.